And we welcome you back to the first edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by our first guest here on the Coaches Corner. That's Lamar's Community Head Football Coach Ken Bigdahl. Bulldogs coming off a fantastic season last year, making the playoffs in just the second year under Coach Bigdahl's leadership at Lamar's Community. And now bringing back a decent amount of contributors from last year's team as well, including, of course, their quarterback and some key skill guys on the outside, some interior linemen, all kinds of great things coming back for Coach Bigdahl. But first of all, Coach, you've got now a couple weeks of practice under your belt. You were able to head up to Rock Rapids yesterday for a scrimmage. Just first of all, what kind of things have stood out to you about how the guys have approached the first couple weeks of practice, and maybe going back to the summer as well, weightlifting and 7-on-7 and things like that?
Well, I just think with our program, the way we have it developed and stuff, that our kids have really done a great job of buying in, and we had great attendance at open field and probably one of our better attendance of weight room. I mean, we averaged somewhere between 60 and 70 guys a day that we lifted our 3 days a week and stuff. And so, all that kind of goes into fall camp to where, like you talked about, Tegan's coming back for another year. That's just all, we don't have to break it down into the fine details for him and stuff like that, because he knows those things. He knows the big concepts. And so just like the receivers that have coming back from, last year, it's one of those things you kind of start with a head start a little bit, because you're not sitting there explaining every small detail of every play, because when we line up in what we call our 2x2 deuce and we run our 93 concept, everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Coach, you've been telling me, I stopped by practice and got to see a little bit of what you've been working on. It allows you to, go into the first week, not necessarily just having to keep things simple. I mean, from your perspective, with the fact that, your first year was 2 years ago, you had to implement your offense, and then you had the new quarterback last year. Just how beneficial has it been that you've been able to start things off early with, the playbook opened up a little bit more?
Yeah, your installs don't take quite so long. Your installs are a little bit faster. We don't really have to install, like I just said, our base play, because we know that. Now, we have to coach our young kids up. We have to coach, our freshmen and sophomores up. And even though we're coaching everybody up, those are the guys that need the reminders. But we also rely on our older kids. When they see a mistake by a younger kid, take them to the side and say, hey, this is the way this is done and this is the way that's done. You should have had a down step there. You should have taken a three step there, or whatever the case may be. So, it's not just they're players with kind of an accelerated install. It's like they're a whole other group of coaches on the field during practice helping the young guys out.
Well, that's great to see as well, especially, with what you guys are running this year. It's going to be important that guys are coached up. Obviously, we don't want to give away the state secrets on the air, but you are changing some things up a little bit offensively. Just how tough has it been to get the guys taught up on what it takes to run some of those new things offensively, so that you can do it cleanly and it can lead to a ton of success?
Well, it's one of those things. The great thing about having scrimmages like we had last night was you go scrimmage, obviously somebody else. That always hasn't been the case. You know what I mean? Lots of people remember when you just scrimmage yourself and, you didn't really have a chance to explore. And, we want to be, constantly developing our offense and things like that. So like last night, there's no doubt we shifted a bunch last night when we got into the live game portion of our scrimmage and stuff. And so, some of those things, it was like, okay, we need to do that better. We need to do that better. We need to make a better call, when we do this and stuff like that. So, the great thing about that is, you were at practice when we went through our shift formation period and stuff like that. So, all that was good to get out in a scrimmage last night, because even though we've done it a million times in practice, it's still that live. It's still that somewhere else. It's not in practice. We have our game jerseys on. We've been playing defense. Now we're coming to play offense. And all those factors played a role last night. And some of our shifts did what we wanted them to do. And some of them shifts we said, hey, that was a bad call. We need to do that different on maybe the short side of the field. And so all those things kind of help out. But if we don't know our base offense and we don't know our base formations, you know, you don't even get to the shifts during the year. And just like you said, you were right. You know, 2 years ago, it was just like, we're trying to install just our formations and get our base plays down. And that group did a great job of learning how to do that and stuff. And then like last year, we took it a little bit further because now it's the second year of install. And now we've kind of got our third year of, okay, now we can really kind of manipulate defenses the way we want them.
Ken Vigdahl with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Let's talk personnel a little bit, Coach, because obviously we mentioned you get your quarterback back. You've got a couple of weapons on the outside. You come back with Bo Wadley and Moore and Andrew Fafita, I know, is going to be a big part of your success, I think, on the outside this year. But, Coach, I know losing Elijah Doherty, especially at that tailback position, is really impactful. And then, of course, you graduate a couple of tackles there in Nolan Hodgson and Dylan Walking Eagle. Those are very impactful positions to lose out on the field. How have you seen guys take the opportunity to take those positions and, hopefully make it as seamless a transition into this year as possible?
Well, you know, as a sophomore a year ago, you have to step up into the junior year this year. And so, you know, with our H position, you know, you're going to hear another Doherty because we have Drew Doherty and Giovanni Cabango there, and they're splitting time last night. They rotated in every 3-4 plays, and so we get a look at both of those. Asher Moss stepped in as a tackle, and we're still in a kind of working out exactly how we want our offensive line, you know, where it's going to shake out to be, and that might not even happen until into the first, second quarter of Friday night's game. But he's got a rotation going there. Coach Phelan does that. You know, we get a lot of people on film last night. So last night was just great in the aspect that, you know, you're not practicing against yourself. You're playing a quality football team. You know, they've got a couple Division I athletes that played last night. And so our kids understand that. No, you know, this is the level we need to get to. And then, you know, you still have Nolan at our X on the outside that, you know, played last year and is a great competitor. And so, all those things, just it's high school football, man. You just got to step up, and people have to develop. And it's one of those things. It's, you know, they don't get contracts for 10 years around here. They get contracts for 4 years, 9 through 12, and then you're gone.
Yeah, and you don't even get the ability to redshirt or COVID year in high school too. You really get the short end of the stick down here. You talk about playing a quality football program in Central Line, and yeah, obviously so, defending state champs, all that kind of great stuff. It had to have really gotten you a good opportunity to see things on the defensive end. And last year, you know, outside of the East game and the playoff game, I thought you guys played some really good defense throughout most of the year. What kind of things stood out on the defensive end about how you guys were able to go up against those Division I athletes, when they had the football?
Well, last night, I think our front six, we're going to depend on them. I mean, they did a great job last night. They're going to take care of the run game. You're talking about people who have started 2-3 years in a row. You got Alex Allen on the edge, and you have Mitchell Bartman that started for 3 years. And we have Aiden Hogue anchoring another end, and Mark Moten, you know, as another D tackle. And then you got Evan Jalis, who's played backer for, this will be his second year starting, and a new backer with Jaden Nelson. But, you know, those guys are just physical tough. They run to the ball. Alex, you know, there's no doubt he is quick off the edge. He dips and rips under, and, you know, he put pressure on Vander Zee last night and, you know, got him out of the pocket and did things like that. And, you know, we have some young guys in the back end of our defense. And, you know, they just got to keep learning every week and keep getting better.
Well, and they will. And you mentioned one name in there in Aiden Hogue. And obviously to a lot of Bulldog fans, they're probably thinking, wait, Aiden's going to play football? Yeah, he is. How has he really raised the level of your defensive line? And obviously being a wrestler, that helps, especially with Alex there. You know, you got a couple wrestlers there on the line and one at the linebacker position. How has he just kind of elevated that front six even more from the level they were at last year?
Well, and I just think he's you know, Carson Ott was a great bookend to Alex, and you know, he was an all district player and stuff, and so you know, Aiden's able to step into that role and play really well and understand what we want to do. He's physically, he's quick off the edge. But, and then we have Christian Cook that's going to come in and spare people, which he can play either defensive end or both D tackles. And he's quick and he's, you know, relatively fast off the edge too, or in the middle. So, you know, the whole thing is there's about four or five guys in there that can really do a great job as our defensive line.
Absolutely, and that's a great unit, as we saw last year, just getting into the backfield and making a ton of plays for you. We're talking with Ken Vigdahl, the head coach of Lamar's Community Football. They scrimmaged Central Lyon George Little Rock last night. They're going to be playing Sergeant Bluff Luton week one. Coach, obviously the scrimmage is impactful for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is it shows you the things you still got to fix here this week before you actually put the pads on, put the lights on, and play a game that counts. What are still some of the things that the Bulldogs have to clean up before they hit the field here on Friday?
You know, I just think with the scrimmage, it's one of those things I know we all expect. Anybody, you know, we've been practicing for a couple weeks and now you're just going to go and just hit somebody as hard as you can. And, you know, with that first competition, it's never that way. I mean, and I know it's a scrimmage and they're a great football team, but we just need to kind of, you know, get some energy and we need to be able to get hit contact and drive our feet and all those things happen in practice. But, you know, there's so many things going on in their minds during, you know, the first live contact with another team that, you know, that's really the best thing for us, you know, because when you're kind of under the gun, you got to do the right things at the right time. We had somebody on a curl route turn the wrong way last night. And, you know, and so those are just things that happen in scrimmages and first games. And I'm really glad that we got that against. And we've always, you know, scrimmaged Central Lyon because it's just, they're a great football team. You know, obviously they were state champions last year. They're going to probably try to repeat this year. And that kind of tells us where we're at too. So, you know, obviously you can say this every week. We got to tackle better. We got to block better. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things that we showed excitement last night at times. We were able to score a couple touchdowns. We stopped them a couple times. You know what I mean? And so it's just one of those things to get into game flow and, like, you know, we do it a little bit different, so everybody gets a chance to get on film and get and play. You know, we run 15 plays offense and 15 plays defense, and we have our second teams and our JV and our freshmen go. And so it's not one of those things that you're going to come and watch that game and it's a game. You know what I mean? We take the last 30 minutes and it's live and it's offense, defense, special teams and stuff like that. But, you know, I think both of us agree that part of a scrimmage is for our kids to learn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the big thing. You know, the bullets are going to be flying hard enough next Friday when we're playing SBL and stuff. And so we get a chance to learn on the run. We get a chance to correct the mistakes. The big thing is we get film against somebody else besides, you know, our scout D and our scout O. So, you know, it's just a great time to evaluate the film and let our kids watch the film. And then we know what we have to do for SBL.
I know you're going to have them ready to go. Yeah, you're going to analyze that film, get them ready for week one. And crazy that it's already here, but it's a fun time. I'm looking forward to what you guys have in store for Bulldog fans this year. Should be a great year. Coach, we always appreciate your time. We'll look forward to chatting with you throughout the week. Good luck this week, okay?
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Ken Vigdahl, the head coach of Lamar's Community Football. When we come back, Galen Catholic head football coach Jeremy Schindler joins us to talk about the upcoming season for the Jays. That's right here on KLEM.